Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory to you, O heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are present in all places and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Bestower of life. Come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us bow and worship before the King, our God. Come, let us bow and worship before Christ, the King, our God. Come, let us bow and worship and fall down before the very Lord Jesus Christ, our King and our God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my iniquity and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil before you, that you might be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother bring me forth. For behold, you have loved truth, you have revealed to me the hidden and secret things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me hear joy and gladness. The bones that have been humbled shall rejoice. Turn your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and establish me with the governing spirit. I will teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly shall return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you will open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For had you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You will not be pleased with whole burnt offerings. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, to Zion in your good pleasure, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shall you be pleased with a sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon your altar. To you is due praise, O God, in Zion, and to you shall a vow be performed in Jerusalem. Hear my prayer, all flesh shall come to you. The words of transgressors have prevailed over us, but you will forgive our sins. Blessed is he whom you have chosen and taken to yourself. He shall dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house. Holy is your temple, wonderful in righteousness. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of those far off in the sea. He makes fast the mountains by his strength and is girded with power. He troubles the hollow of the sea. Who can withstand the roar of its waves? The nations shall be troubled, and the inhabitants of the ends of the world shall be afraid because of your signs. You shall cause the going forth of the morning and the evening to be joyful. You have visited the earth and watered it. You have greatly enriched it. The river of God is full of water. You have provided their food, for such is your providence. Water its furrows, multiply its fruits. It shall rejoice in its raindrops when it springs up. You shall bless the crown of the year with your goodness, and your fields shall be filled with fatness. The beautiful places of the wilderness shall drip with fat, and the hills shall gird themselves with joy. The rams of the flocks are clothed, and the valleys abound with grain. They shall shout for joy and sing. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to his name, make his praise glorious. Say to God, how terrible are your works. Because of your great power, your enemies shall submit to you. Let all the earth worship you and sing to you. Let them sing to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is more to be feared in his counsels than the children of men. He turns the sea into dry land. They shall go through the river on foot. There shall we rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Let not the rebellious be exalted within themselves. Bless our God, O nations, and make heard the sound of his praise, who has established my soul in life and has not allowed my feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You have brought us into a snare. You laid afflictions on our back. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of refreshment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips pronounced and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices full of marrow. With incense and rams I will offer you bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth and exalted him with my tongue. If I have regarded iniquity in my heart, let not the Lord hear me. Therefore God has heard me. He has attended to my voice in my supplication. Blessed be God who has not cast out my prayer, nor turned his mercy from me. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May he show us the light of his countenance and have mercy on us. That your way may be known upon earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples give thanks to you, O God. Let all the peoples give thanks to you. Let the nations be glad and greatly rejoice, for you shall judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples give thanks to you, O God. Let all the peoples give thanks to you. The earth has yielded her fruit. May God, our God, bless us. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father, through him all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose again in fulfillment of the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.
O nature, uncreated creator of all, open our lips, that we may declare your praise singing. Holy, holy, holy are you, O God. Through the prayers of your apostles, martyrs, and prophets, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O bountiful one, we who dwell on earth, taking example from the heavenly powers, offer you the triumphal hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, O God. Through the prayers of your saints, have mercy on us, both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Now that you have raised me from my couch and my sleep, O Lord, enlighten my mind and heart, open my lips, that they may sing to you, Holy Trinity, saying, Holy, holy, holy are you, O God. Through the Theotokos, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. In every season and at every hour, in heaven and on earth, you are worshipped and glorified, O good God, long-suffering, rich in mercy, loving the just and compassionate to sinners, calling all to salvation by the promise of the blessings to come. Now, O Lord, at this very hour, receive our prayers and direct our lives in the way of your commandments. Sanctify our souls, purify our bodies, correct our thoughts, and make our knowledge whole and sober. Deliver us from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need. Surround us with your holy angels as with a rampart, so that protected and guided by their host, we may reach the unity of the faith and the knowledge of your unapproachable glory. For you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and by far more glorious than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. O true Theotokos, we magnify you. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. O Master God, Almighty Father, only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and you, O Holy Spirit, one God and one power, have mercy on me, a sinner, and save me, an unworthy servant, according to the ways of your wisdom, for you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. Most highly do I praise you, Lord, for you have taken notice of my lowliness, and have not delivered me into the hands of my enemies, but have relieved my soul of its needs. Now, Master, let your hand shelter me, and let your grace descend upon me, for my soul is distracted and pained at the departure from this, my miserable and sordid body, that the end design of the adversary may not overtake her and make her stumble into the darkness for the unknown and known sins amassed by me in this life. Be gracious to me, Master, and do not let my soul see the dark countenance of the evil spirits, but let her be received by your angels bright and shining. Glorify your holy name, and by your might set me before your divine judgment seat. When I am being judged, do not allow the hand of the prince of this world to take hold of me, to throw me a sinner into the depths of hell, but stand by me and be a savior and mediator to me. Have mercy on my soul defiled through the passions of this life, and receive her cleansed by penitence and confession, for you are blessed unto the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us bow and worship before the King our God. Come, let us bow and worship before Christ the King our God. Come, let us bow and worship and fall down before the very Lord Jesus Christ, our King and our God. I have lifted up my eyes to the mountains, from whence my help shall come. My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let not your foot slip, may he not slumber who keeps you. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. May the Lord keep you, may the Lord be your shelter at your right hand. The sun shall not burn you by day, nor the moon by night. May the Lord keep you from all evil. May the Lord keep your soul. May the Lord keep your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. Behold, now bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the nights lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. May the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you out of Sion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.
O Lord, who in your goodness remember your servants, and forgive every sin they have committed in life, for there is none without sin but you, who have power to grant rest to the departed. Unique Creator, Lord, who in the depth of your wisdom and love for mankind direct us all, giving to each one what is good for salvation, grant rest to the souls of your servants, for they have put their trust in you, our Creator, Maker, and God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To the souls of your servants, O Christ, grant rest among the saints, where there is no pain, no grief, no mourning, but only life without end. Both now and ever, and to ages of ages, amen. We join all generations in blessing you, Virgin Theotokos, for Christ our God, whom nothing can hold, was pleased to be held in you. Happy are we who claim your patronage. Day and night you intercede for us, winning greater strength for all who battle evil. No wonder then that we address you with these words: rejoice, O full of divine grace, the Lord is with you.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord, remember our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep in the hope of rising to eternal life. Be mindful of all who have completed their lives in piety and faith. Forgive them their sins, whether in thought, word, or deed, whether of malice or of weakness. Let their dwelling place be cool and refreshing, brilliant with light, a place of rest free of all pain, sorrow, and sighing, where the light of your face shines forth to gladden all those who have pleased you from the very beginning. Bestow your kingdom upon them and upon us as well. Grant that we too will one day share in the good things of eternity, in the ineffable delight of everlasting happiness. For you are the resurrection and the life and the repose of your departed servants, O Christ our God, and we send up glory to you, and to your eternal Father, and to your all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O you most glorious, ever-virginal, and blessed Theotokos, commend our prayers to your Son, our God, and entreat him to save our souls through your intercession. The Father is my hope, the Son my refuge, the Holy Spirit my protection. O Holy Trinity, glory to you. All my hope I place in you, O Theotokos. Keep me under the wings of your protection.
Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. At a loss for any defense, we sinners offer this prayer to you, the Master. Have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us, for we have put our trust in you. Rise not in anger against us. Remember not our transgressions, but look upon us even now in the depth of your mercy, and save us from our enemies. For you are our God, and we are your people. All of us are the works of your hand, and we constantly call upon your name, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Blessed Theotokos, open the portal of your deep mercy to us, who put our trust in you, so that we may not be brought to confusion, but through you may be delivered from adversity. For you are the salvation of the Christian fold.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.